Welcome to today's edition of the AII, watching stock news, deal tracker, and advancements in artificial intelligence. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to another episode of the AII podcast. For stock news today, H&R Block is leveraging AI from Microsoft, and IBM is expanding its partnership with Adobe to leverage the latter's generative AI. Then we're going to take a look at some projections for the global AI text generator market. Just before we get into the show, though, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. As always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on investorideas.com as well. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others. All of these will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so H&R Block, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol HBR, is partnering with Microsoft, trading on the NASDAQ as MSFT, to leverage the latter's Azure OpenAI services, as well as its generative AI technology, to build faster and more consultative tax experiences, therefore unleashing higher levels of innovation to inspire even more confidence in H&R Block's customers at tax time. Alan Loudon, H&R Block's chief information officer, said, quote, "Every year, millions of Americans turn to H&R Block for the unique expertise, help, and financial confidence that only we provide. Now we are coupling our unmatched tax expertise with groundbreaking technology from OpenAI and Microsoft to drive even better customer experiences," end quote. Loudon went on to say, quote, "Keeping customer information secure is a top priority for H&R Block, which is why the investments Microsoft has made in developing AI responsibly are so important. Microsoft is the right partner for us and for our customers," end quote. Next up, IBM, which trades on the NYSE under the ticker symbol IBM, has announced plans to expand its partnership with Adobe, trading on the NASDAQ as ADBE, so as to help brands successfully accelerate their content supply chains through the implementation of next-generation AI. So this will involve the leveraging of Adobe's family of creative generative AI models, including Adobe Sensei Gen AI services and Adobe Firefly, which is currently still in beta. Matt Candy, the global managing partner of IBM iX Customer and Experience Transformation over at IBM Consulting, explains, quote, "We're seeing incredible momentum in AI adoption as more brands turn to generative AI to create seamless and highly personalized customer experience to drive growth and improve productivity. By expanding our strategic partnership with Adobe, we can help marketers more effectively design AI-powered experiences while establishing appropriate guardrails, so the AI is built on trust and transparency principles to promote brand consistency and integrity," end quote. We'll pivot away from stock news here to take a look at a report published by Allied Market Research. This one finds that the global market for AI text generation is projected to grow from $423.8 million in 2022 to $2.2 billion by 2032, registering a compound annual growth rate of 18.2% in the forecast period running from 2023 to 32. The following excerpt from the report overview outlines some of the key factors influencing this market's growth. Quote, "Growing trend of natural language processing, or NLP, technology and rising demand for cost-effective and quality content generator tools propel the growth of the global AI text generator market. In addition, increasing demand for personal assistants and chatbots fuels the growth of the AI text generator market. However, ethical and legal concerns and data privacy and security issues are expected to impede the market's growth. Furthermore, data privacy and security issues are expected to provide lucrative opportunities for the market during the forecast period," end quote. And that's it for today's AII. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact investorideas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. And this podcast is not an endorsement to buy products or services or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss of investment. To hear more investorideas.com podcasts, please visit investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available. This podcast was sponsored by Apptech Payments Corp. Apptech is an innovative fintech company whose mission is to deliver a better way for businesses to provide their customers with immersive commerce experiences.